This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. On Wednesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the identity of a drowning victim who was pulled from the Klamath River last Friday. A passing fisherman discovered the male victim at Young's Bar off of Highway 169 on Friday, and an autopsy on the body was conducted in the coming days, and results show that there are no signs of foul play in the death. Fingerprints identified the victim as 45-year-old Arizona resident Joshua Alden Hammond, and the investigation into how he ended up in the river is ongoing. It was announced on Wednesday that Eureka City Schools and the Cutton School District reached an agreement on a settlement related to a violation in the education code. The violation comes from the Cutton School District enrolling nearly 25% of its students who reside within the attendance boundaries of Eureka City Schools, and the district was accused of not fully complying with the requirements that come with inter-district attendance. Talks of a settlement had been ongoing since the issue first came to light in December of 2016, and it was mediated by former County Superintendent Dr. Gary Eagles. Eureka City Schools agreed to accept the Cutton School District's one-time payment of $260,000, and the two-year agreement also includes extending the countywide interdistrict agreement between the two parties. The California Transportation Commission has allocated nearly $593 million for over 120 transportation projects in an effort to repair and rehabilitate the state's roadway infrastructure. Allocations will include $75 million for traffic congestion relief projects and almost $43 million for biking and pedestrian projects, as well as $30 million for four transit and intercity rail program projects. $5.4 million will also be allocated to repaint the Eagle Prairie Bridge on State Route 280 between Scotia and Rio Del. The allocated funding includes a little over $391 million from the State Highway Operation and Protection Program. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Marijuana Eradication Team responded to Powerhouse Road in Potter Valley on Monday after several trespass grows were located on three parcels of property. One parcel was privately owned and the other two belonged to PG&E, and deputies determined that none of the landowners were involved. Deputies contacted Celcelio Bautista at the first garden, and he attempted to flee before deputies deployed their canine unit. The canine subdued Bautista, and he was apprehended by deputies before he could reach for his handgun, which was later determined to be stolen. Later on, deputies contacted Bautista's brother, Marcelino, at the second garden, and he attempted to flee but ended up falling to the ground, and he surrendered without further incident. Both were booked into county jail, and while searching the area, deputies found a second handgun, evidence of water diversion at the grow sites, and close to 5,000 plants, which were later eradicated. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For the second time in the past week, the storage warehouse owned by Betty Chen on West 2nd Street was burglarized, and a suspect has been arrested in connection with the burglary. Police arrested 45-year-old John Dalkin, who was located a short distance away in possession of stolen property from the warehouse. Dalkin was booked into county jail, and he is the fifth person arrested in connection with the past two burglaries. Eureka Police responded to a series of incidents throughout the day during the 4th of July. Around 7 a.m., officers responded to Oregon Street following a report of neighbors detaining a man who attempted to steal a truck. 18-year-old Tyler Lemons got into the stolen vehicle and collided with a parked vehicle as he was trying to drive away, and he brandished a knife as bystanders detained him. Lemons was booked into county jail on a list of charges. Later in the afternoon, around 1 o'clock, EPD responded to 2nd Street and arrested 33-year-old William Cohen, who had made multiple criminal threats and attempted to steal from a festival booth. Officers then responded to the 2100 block of Madrone Avenue and contacted a man who was robbed by a white male adult at knife point. The suspect fled with the victim's phone and wallet, and law enforcement were unable to locate him in the immediate area. He remains at large. At close to 6 p.m., police responded to an apartment on 3rd Street and contacted a man who had been stabbed from behind by an unknown male adult. The victim was treated for moderate injuries, and the suspect could not be located in the immediate area, and he remains at large as well. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.